Today, God's blessings are upon us. We have been opened and shared and blessed beyond belief. And so I'm going to share some pictures about spending time with our German partners in Kirchengemeinschaft, where I spent from Friday until Wednesday. 2 years ago, I went to Germany and spent time with our German partners, Kirchengemeinschaft, which really means full communion. And I shared the word with them. And so they came and joined us for 5 days. And it was an eye-opening experience for all of us. This is us gathered the first day in Akron at a place where we are learning about refugees. Refugees that come into our country. And so the entire conversation of the time where we were gathered together, the theme was refugees. How do we treat one another in the peace of Christ? Go ahead. There you go. This is a cross because 28 years ago, my father and Krista, which you'll see in a minute, began this full communion, this Kirchengemeinschaft, this partnership. And so our German friends gave this cross. They give it to those who have been retired. It is a brass cross. And so they gave it to my dad as an honor and a opening experience as their eyes were opened as they gathered together. There is the praesis who is the bishop. She is giving the cross to dad, and Krista is in the white with the red shirt. The two of them, dad and Krista, started this whole partnership which has opened eyes and changed lives. And the praesis was honoring him. And we are in Chapel Hill, one of our United Church of Christ homes, where the bell choir played for us at Chapel Hill. And you can see they're all in there. And that's Krista with Dad. They were so honored. And the entire time that I spent with the Germans was, how's your dad doing? How's he doing? Is he doing okay? Eyes being opened in our ministries that we share. This is, the Germans are singing to us. And all in four-part harmony with no organ or piano and in German. Now, we couldn't really understand it, but they wanted to honor us by singing. Okay, go ahead. This is Monfort. On Sunday morning, we went to different churches, and I was to drive. I had four that were always with me: Monfort and Traugott and Brigitte and Michael. And Monfort is a retired water quality. He spent his time as a CEO, it's a little bit different than how we would describe that, in Germany with water quality and helping the country to see that fracking was not something that was going to help the world in their country. So Monfort is bringing greetings in English to the church at Bath. And then the next one here is Traugott. Traugott is a theologian, a professor. They call him Father Doctor, or Doctor Father. He is a professor at the University of Bochum, and he did the entire sermon in English, not in German, in English, as he shared the Word of God. Our eyes were opened. Next one. We went to Templed Hills so that our German partners could see our church camp and see and experience, because they send us every year German counselors. And so we talked about that partnership and how those German counselors were together and how their eyes were opened. This year, Kolya came. And Kolya's changed his life, what he wants to do with his life. He now is thinking of going to seminary and to the university to study so that he can help others learn about God. So this is at Templed Hills. And Kolya, as the Germans come, they also have this forum in Germany that's happening right now. And in Germany, Kolya is presenting what he learned at being here at Templed Hills. And he was honored to work with Andy. He said his whole, they were telling me that his whole talk was about how Andy and Miranda helped to deal with the death of our camp manager and how they welcomed everyone. So next one. They're learning, they're making name tags. This is at our church in Marblehead. It's a small, very small congregation. They fed us lunch, but one of our jobs was to help show and eyes be opened in the relationship of how we have many different kinds of churches. So that's our church in Marblehead. Go ahead. On Kelly's Island, because they came over Labor Day, we needed to entertain them one day. So we took them to Kelly's Island, but they were so impressed. This is the first church on Kelly's Island, and it's a German Reformed church, which is our forebears. And it is also part of the Evangelical Church of Westphalia that we were part of. And so they stood outside this church, and then when they went in, they felt so at home. The next one should be Stefan playing the organ. He walked in this church and saw the organ, and Stefan sat down and played this old organ, and he and the praises began to say, "We're home. We are in partnership together." Okay, go ahead. We went to Heidelberg University to share and hear about service learning. The one with the white necklace is Cindy. She is a professor at Heidelberg, and she takes students to the border where they are changed. The young man sitting with the tie and the girl in the red shirt are two students that went with her to the border of South Texas, where they played with the children, and they learned that everybody is the same. Children all across the world, whether they speak English or not, like to play games, like to run around, have different opinions. And so the praises was talking to Cindy and honoring them as she learned about the service learning of these students whose lives are changed. Their lives are opened. Okay, next one. Our conference minister, Dave Longhiggins, and the praises together. The praises would be the same as our conference minister, although she is given much more power and respect than our conference ministers. She, every time we ate or went anywhere, she was, the pastors would stand back and the lay leaders that were with us, and she would go in first. But she is giving Dave that picture that is from the area of which she is from. We're at the Water Quality Lab at Heidelberg University as we went on tours, and I didn't know what most of what was being said. They were using words that I did not know in the Water Quality Lab because it was a lot of chemical words. These four were fascinated and asked important questions about how water is taken care of. And the next one will show that in the lab. It is Monford and Traugott and Anna and Stefan that were there. Okay, next one. This is at Dublin Church at their beginning of their council meeting as the entire group met. That We were down two by Tuesday because Andreas fell at Temple Hills and broke his wrist, which was not good. And so he and the Praises had to head back early so he could have surgery on it. But this is at Dublin Community. Okay, next one. And at First Congregational Downtown United Church of Christ, the group learning about the different churches in the United Church of Christ and how we, that one of their questions was, so if we walked into your church, would it be like this? And our reply was, no, every United Church of Christ is different. And the worship services are different. They may have some of the same similarities, but if you walk into a church in Germany, they are pretty much all the same. So next one, again, it's going to be at First Congregational. The organist is an 81-year-old who learned how this organ was built for him, and he is playing for them, for us. Okay, next one. And this is at the United Church of Christ, Advent United Church of Christ, which is our African-American congregation. And Amani Jones is their pastor, along with her husband, Colin, and she is sharing with the German group. Next one. And then we're in the sanctuary. And then the next one is Ulrich, who was the head of their delegation, is honoring Amani with a picture like I have up here. And I'll explain that in a minute. And it was our final closing circle of how our eyes were open. This is the whole group. This was actually at Marblehead where we took the picture. And every one of those Germans could speak English. There were some that spoke better than others, but it was the Kirchengemeinschaft that they kept bringing up, the partnership, the full communion, how we learn from one another. So our eyes are opened in who we are and how we gather together. I thought it was important for you to see these so you could see that this is us. This is part of us. They wrote a blog every day, and I'm going to get them to Ron so that he may be able to try to translate them. So I have some clue of what they wrote. Each one of these people are part of their church board, and they take it seriously, and they want to learn. And the conversations that were part of the whole and then part of separate conversations, each one of them talked about how their eyes were opened to God in new ways. I hope and pray that our eyes are opened in new ways because of God. The two things I have up here were given by our German partners. Again, I explained the cross. It is, there's a humanitarian, many, over 6,000 people have died in the Mediterranean Sea, coming from the countries in Africa into Europe. And instead of having people die, the churches have been working in Italy and Germany to have a humanitarian corridor, because this cross was made by a boat that went down and everybody perished on it. And they want to share the story. And so the church in Lampedusa is beginning to share that. And then the picture that they shared with us, and they were all different, but I'll leave it up here. Barbed wire into the hope of God and our eyes being opened together, and how, because of who we are, as God's followers, doesn't matter if we all speak the same language, we speak the sameness of the heart, and that is to care for all of God's children. And so they gifted me and the other four drivers with a picture. For me, it was as eye-opening as for them. And because our text today speaks about being open, but it also speaks about healing. As I'm passing out these blue stones for each one of you. Please take one, and we will be sharing a time of healing together. And so I want to share each one, take one of these as we're singing our call to prayer.